or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, March 24th, 1989. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene and Earlene Moody are the teachers of the afternoon. Gene Moody is going to come and teach this afternoon. I don't know if Earlene's going to help him or not. Then when he's finished teaching, why, he will carry on with whatever he's taught, and we'll help him, all of us, entering in. Gene Moody, come and the Lord bless you.
There's some publications in the back, The Curse of Ahab, The Curse of Jezebel, and From Death into Real Life. This is our testimony, and The Curse of Ahab and Jezebel are about what you need to learn about Ahab and Jezebel. I started to say something about this last night after Tommy gave his talk. Wasn't that an excellent talk that Tommy gave last night? That was an excellent talk that was given this morning, too. And you're going to see how God set this thing up. I'm just amazed. And I'm really blessed how God has set this thing up. So these are all free. Be sure and get you at least one and take them with you. If you want more than one, we brought 100 each. So we should have a few extras. And by all means, read them. Amen. And then don't just read them, heed them. Like I said, I was really blessed with how God has set up this meeting and the pattern of the teaching. The Lord was dealing with us on the way up, and He really blessed us with some more stuff that we could use in the lesson. I'm going to introduce a few things in here, which the Lord showed us, and then I'm going to go back and probably make another study. And I spent a whole week. I have my own business, and every now and then I'll have times I don't have anything I have to do. And so it gives me some freedom to study. So I probably spent about 40 hours on this lesson. Okay, praise God. Reach your hands out to me. I need to pray for myself here, and y'all do too. Father, I just lift up myself to you now, and Father, I just ask now that you would strengthen me, and I ask, Lord, that you would take away any problems with my stomach or with my head, Father, that I might minister to your people, Father. I just receive your healing, Lord, and I receive the prayers of my brothers and sisters for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against any powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. I come against any demons inside or outside of anyone here over this city, state, nation, and world. I loose the powers of God, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God to come down and do a mighty work on earth here today, Father. And we thank you and we praise you and we love you, Lord. We bind up every force of evil and we loose every force of good. We have the power and authority to do so in Jesus' name. Of course, in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, I think I'm going to key the title of this lesson for the tape is Warriors for Christ. I'm going to teach you about being warriors today. Now, this is a verse that the Lord really quickened to me on the way up. Praise God. It just really made my spirit jump because it fits right in with the lesson. And it's in Exodus 15:3. Let's start off with that one. I'm going to take you on a walk through a Bible. I've got a whole page full of scriptures. So we're going to walk through the Bible. Okay, Exodus 15, verse 3. Okay, I want you to stand up. And I want you to, we're going to read this thing three times. Okay, I'm just going to read it through the first time. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. I want you to follow me. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Again. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Again, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. All right, you feel your spirit pick up there? Okay, you can sit down. That's a key verse. I'm going to use that as a key verse that the Lord showed us on the way up. All right, let's start at Genesis 1:28. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. We're going to go through these quickly. Like I said, I got a whole page, probably 60 to 70 scripture here. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything that moveth upon the earth. We are to subdue the earth. Chapter 3, verse 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Jesus bruised the head of Satan. Numbers 23, verse 8. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? Or how shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Psalm 5, verse 10. Destroy thou them, O God, let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Let them fall by their own counsels. Chapter 6, verse 10. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Chapter 7, verse 15. He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. Or he fell into the ditch which he made. Chapter 8, verse 6. Psalms, we're going through the book of Psalms. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Chapter 10, verse 15. Break thou the arm of the wicked and evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. Break thou the arm of the wicked and evil men. Chapter 17, verse 13. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Chapter 28, verse 4. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Render to them their desert. Chapter 35, verse 8. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Unto that very destruction let him fall. Let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Chapter 37, verse 14. And the wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. And to slay such as be of upright conversation. Chapter 55, verse 9. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. Chapter 57, verse 6. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves, Selah. Into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Chapter 58, verse 6. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. 59, 11. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Scatter them by their power, and bring them down. 68:18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Thou hast led captivity captive. 69:22. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. 83:9. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Caesarea, as unto Jabin at the brook of Kishon. This was a prayer used against them to oppress the church. 109:17. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. Okay, 109:28. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. When they arise, let them be ashamed. 109:29. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. Let them cover themselves with their own confusion. 140:9. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let the mischief of their own lips cover them. 149:6-9. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, dishonor have all his saints, praise ye the Lord. They have a two-edged sword in their hand. Proverbs 26, verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as the shallow swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. So the curse causeless shall not come. Isaiah 53:12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. He shall divide the spoil with the strong. 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Every tongue arising against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. 58:6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Our key words here are fast, loose, undo, break, and free. Jeremiah 1:10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Key words are set, root, pull, destroy, throw, build, and plant. Chapter 48, verse 10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. 51:20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Matthew 5:44. That's a good one. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Love your enemies. Chapter 10, verses 7 and 8. Y'all know that one by now. As you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely I've received, freely give. Our key words are preach, heal, cleanse, raise, cast, and give. Chapter 12, verse 29. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first find a strong man, and then he will spoil his house? We are to bind the strong man Satan and spoil his house. Chapter 18:18-19. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Key words are bind, loose, and agree. 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Teaching to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's the whole Bible. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Key words are preach, heal, deliver, sight, and liberty. Chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass afterwards that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. We should do the works of God in every city and village. 10:18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Satan is a defeated foe. 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. God gave us power over all the power of the enemy. 11:22. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. We are stronger than Satan through Jesus Christ. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast down. Now shall the prince of this world be cast down. 16:11. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. The prince of this world has been judged by Jesus. Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with you. Amen. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. 1 Corinthians 4:12. And labor working with their own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer him. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer him. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We are to pull down the strongholds of Satan. Ephesians 3:10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. The church is to make its presence known to the principalities. Chapter 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil forces. 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. 2 Timothy 1:10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Chapter 2:26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We are to help others recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Hebrews 2:8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Chapter 2:14. Far as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. He might destroy him that had the power over death. James 4:7. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, I'll read 18. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8. This was my theme verse until the Lord showed me that other one. This is, make them both my theme verses. Praise God. Okay, 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Chapter 5:5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We are overcomers because we believe in Jesus, the Son of God. Revelations 12:11. That's another one of my favorites. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony, and we love not our lives. Most preachers leave the last part of that out. They say, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They don't like to think about their lives. Wonder why. Chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We're at war with the forces of evil. Now, taking you on a walk through the Bible, and I want you to stand up and take a stretch, and then I got about 3 pages or 4 pages here that I want to read to you. So stand up. Stand up and stretch and get the cobwebs out of your mind and get ready to concentrate on what I'm going to read to you here. How'd you like that scripture? Does that make you feel good? Make you feel like you're warriors? Okay, well, you are. You're warriors. Okay, praise God. You can sit down. This lesson is to demonstrate that we are to be warriors for Christ in a spiritual battle for the earth. While we do, we'll have consequences for eternity. You can make a difference in the world. Excuse me, I'm going to drink some water here. What I've noticed with Earl and I, coined the term that we're God's little troublemakers, we've been working in deliverance now for like about 13 to 14 years. We're just two little people. Nothing special about us. But I've noticed as we have persisted over the years, year after year after year after year, we've made a difference in the world. We've made a difference in the spiritual world. I'd like to encourage you to do the same thing. You can make a difference. You can make a difference. A philosopher once said, for every man attacking the roots of evil, there are 1,000 flailing away at the leaves. This is a picture of Christianity today. Few people are willing to get their hands dirty and dig up the roots of evil. Deliverance is dealing with sin in people's lives. It is house cleaning according to Early. Okay, you're going to be a Christian that's flailing away? You know, you're just out there just flailing away. Or are you going to do some good? You can do some good. But most Christians are just out there flailing away. Flailing away at the flesh. If I could just crucify the flesh. Keys to success. The following was penned by William B. Faison, 1865 to 1945, who handled sporting goods and farm machinery in East Texas. Many times the world follows the principles of Christianity to succeed in business. See if you can apply his philosophy to everyday living. Now the first part I'm going to quote him. You can see the East Texan coming out in him here. And the last part I'm going to comment on his quotation. Now I've quoted exactly the way he said it except one word I left out. We shouldn't use that word. One, don't ever tell nobody nothing that ain't so. My comment. Don't lie under any circumstance. Two, if it's broke, fix it as quick as you can. You can fish any time. Crops won't wait to be sowed or harvested. If you have problems in life, deal with them now. Don't procrastinate. The problems will probably get worse. Three, the product has got to do the job right or it ain't no bargain, no matter how pretty or cheap it is. Cheap shoes hurt every day for years. Good ones only hurt once when you pay for them. Easy believism, easy Christian believism is no bargain. It only hurts once when you openly deal with your sin. Four, don't sell a .30-06 to a feller that hunts rabbits. The shells is so expensive that the rabbit gets blowed up and ain't hardly fit to eat. Don't apply the wrong solution in the Bible to your problems. For instance, don't pray for healing when you need to get your demons cast out. Five, don't sell a .22 to a bear hunter. He's liable to wind up getting ate by the bear. Don't tell a person that all their problems are solved. They may leave the church when they find out that what you said is not true. And that's really grieves my heart. I've seen so many ministers pray with somebody or cast out some demons. They say, all your demons are gone or all your problems are gone. Next thing you know, the person is gone. I mean, boy, ministers, I caution you about that. Don't tell people all their demons are gone. Don't tell them all their problems are gone. I hate to see them leave the church and go to hell. Six, Nothing is more important than a satisfied customer. Treat him wrong and he will holler all over the country. Treat him fair and he will bring you more customers than you can shake a stick at. Use the golden rule and tell the truth in love. It will win out in the end. The truth will win out in the end. 7. Trust everybody but still cut the cards. My comment. Don't let the Christian charlatans ruin your love for others. Use your brain and leadership of the Holy Spirit to spark spontaneous. So if you come across a charlatan or a fake in Christianity, don't let them drive you away from Christianity. 8. Don't fret not over a mistake. Just make sure you learn something. In other words, don't spend time in guilt. Learn your lesson and don't make the same mistake again. 9. Be suspicious of any man who walks a dog on a leash. That was a good one. Then I don't really know for sure what he's talking about there, but this is my comment. Discern everything that you hear, see, or read to see if it lines up with the Bible. I don't care who stands up in this pulpit. You discern what you see and what you hear. You listen to it. You check it out with the Bible. You check it out with the Holy Spirit. 10. Always deal with things like they is, not like they ain't or ought to be. Face life in reality, not in Christian fantasy. Don't live a lie. Don't live a Christian lie. 11. It's not a Christian lie. It's just simply a lie. But it's a lie that a Christian believes. 11. If a feller says it ain't the money, it's the principle of the thing, you can bet your life it's the money. Learn to look on the hidden man of the heart and not on the outward appearance of man. Don't just look at me and say, well, Gene's a nice-looking fella, and he's got on a pretty shirt and what. No, look at the hidden man of my heart. Check me out. See what my hidden man of my heart is like. Number 12, let the Lord guide you, but remember that God don't do no plowing or milking. Don't look to God to do our jobs. Study the Bible to see what your part is. There's a lot of good in that. I thought that was very practical, and Christianity is very practical, and God is very practical. Now, why did Jesus come to earth? I dare say that I could embarrass most of you. I think I've only heard one teenager give me the right answer. Or maybe several. Maybe several. 1 John 3:8 says that for this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Alright, did Jesus come to save you? To destroy the works of the devil. Salvation is just part of it. Most Christians will tell you, well, Jesus came to save me. That's just part of it. He came to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Most adults cannot answer this question correctly. Most people think that he came to save them. Salvation is just a part of what Jesus accomplished on earth. As you can see from the scripture above, he bruised Satan's head, led captivity captive, divided the spoil, cast out Satan, judged the prince of the world, spoiled principalities and powers, abolished death, put all things in subjection, and so forth. And I forgot to read one. The Bible, there's some other verses I didn't put in here. The Bible says that he is God of battles. He's a man of war.
Amen.
He's a Lord of armies.
Amen.
How about that? That's good, isn't it? As you study the Bible, it is clear that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, completely defeated Satan and his army of fallen angels and demons. It is also clear that God Almighty made provisions that we can be totally victorious in him according to his ways. Wouldn't it be ridiculous if God set up a plan for the children of God to lose to the forces of evil? He didn't do it. It'd be ridiculous if he did. We're winners. But you got to follow the Bible. And you don't just follow the Bible by hearing the Bible. You follow it by putting it in practice. If Satan has been completely defeated, then why do we still have to war with the enemy? It is simple. Satan is free to roam the earth until he is bound up for 1,000 years. Until then, he can do everything we will let him do to destroy us. He can do everything you will let him do to destroy you. Satan has no power over us, but we let him trick us due to our ignorance of the Bible and because... Did God give us complete authority over the enemy? Yes. Luke 10:19 says, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Does that sound like you have complete power and authority? Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are to subdue, have dominion, do the works of God, be overcomers, quench fiery darts, and so forth. All these things we read in those scriptures. Does God work through us? Jeremiah 51:20 says, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms." You're a battle axe.
Amen.
You're a weapon of war.
Amen.
That's right. Praise God. Why doesn't God do everything himself? He certainly could. God has chosen to work through his children. The condition of the world is the responsibility of the Christian body, and especially the leaders. It is clear that the fivefold ministry has failed to properly teach and show the world how to live. The world will never be won for Christ with the ignorance, cowardliness, and greed of the present-day ministry. What are we supposed to do? Matthew 12:29 says, "Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first find a strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" So bind up the forces of evil and go spoil their house. Destroy it. Kick them out. Eject them. If Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy, then what should we do? We should continue in his footsteps and do his works until he comes for us. We should bind the forces of evil and spoil their houses. We are to help those recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who have been taken captive. All right, what's your pattern? Is it Gene or Glenn or Irma or Earlene? No, your pattern is Jesus Christ. Whatever he did, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to follow in his footsteps. He was a warrior. The key words about what we can do are fast, loose, undo, free, break, set, root, pull, destroy, throw, build, plant, cleanse, raise, cast, give, bind, loose, agree, preach, heal, deliver, sight, liberty. Those are fighting words. Okay, what about those who will not fight the Lord's battles? Are you one of those who won't fight the Lord's battles? Jeremiah 48:10 says, "Accursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood." Are you one of the pastors who does work deceitfully? How about that? If you will not fight for God, you are cursed. Period. If you do not fight, the demons will take advantage of you. You cannot win by not fighting in the spiritual war. The best defense is a good offense against the forces of evil. God will always do his part of the covenant, but he will never do our part. It is far better to be on his side in the battle than to be neutral in the battle and be subject to the enemy. If you're not willing to fight, God will watch as you're overcome by the enemy. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and take the blows of Satan? Or are you going to fight? You win. You win by fighting. You don't win by just sitting there and being passive. Do we fight against people? Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We are not fighting against people, but against demons within people and spiritual forces outside of people. This is spiritual warfare. We don't have a right to fight against flesh and blood, but we do have the right and responsibility to fight against evil forces. Otherwise, there is no battle on earth. We just let the humans and Satan do anything to us. I also believe that we have the right and responsibility to defend our nation and our families against harm. How do we love our human enemies? Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." This is a verse that God has used to deal with me when others are not treating me in a Christian way. He's used that on me a lot of times. There are no excuses in the Bible. Here we're talking about humans and not demons. The Bible has a lot to say about how we treat others. Matthew 5:44 is a good summary about how we should treat our human enemies. Our enemies could be other Christians or heathen in the world. How do we reconcile spiritual warfare with spiritual beings versus loving physical human beings? Now, I'm an engineer. I like to set things down. 1, 2, 3, 4. One brother said he liked the way I was straight and to the point. I normally think of a number of things when I pray for people who are my enemies because of their actions against me, family, ministry, and so forth as follows. Number one, I repent and ask God to forgive me of anything I may have done. You need to get right with God before praying for others. See, a lot of this stuff could be your own fault. You know, you have incited this person to do something to you. So get right with God yourself. The most important thing is forgiveness. We can hold a person's sin or release it. Okay, God taught us that the most important thing about deliverance is to forgive people. And also the Bible says that you can hold a person in sin or you can release them from their sin. Number three, ask God to forgive them and bless them with all spiritual blessings. All spiritual blessings would include salvation and teaching the right way. Number four, I break any soul ties with them or curses on thee in the name of Jesus. Now we have the right to break soul ties and curses with sin under the blood. Number five, I then send the demons back to the sender that were sent to me. It is hoped that the demons will cause a person to see that there is something wrong with their actions. Number six, ask God to save their souls and open their eyes as to what they are doing. We want the heathen to be saved and the saved to be taught. The wrong actions may be done in ignorance or with malice aforethought. Number seven, we feel that it is an attack by people in the occult. If we feel that it is an attack by people in the occult or Satan worship, then we command the demons to go back and attack those that sent them to attack us. The purpose is to demonstrate that God is greater and that they should get saved. Who are our human and spiritual enemies? As we discussed above, we should love our human enemies according to the Scripture. We do not have to love Satan and his evil spirits. Actually, we should hate everything that God hates. Surprise, read your Bible. We can hate Satan and all the forces of evil, sin and iniquity, and all that God hates. If you do not hate evil, you will love evil, you'll compromise with evil, or you'll practice evil. Demons cannot be saved, and we won't be dancing in heaven with Satan. Our enemies can be the unsaved or the saved. They can have spiritual or physical bodies. They can be ignorant or learned in evil. They can be practicing witchcraft or occult activities, or even worshiping Satan. How we war or pray would depend upon the above classification. How did David pray in the book of Psalms? It is interesting to study how David prayed for his enemies in the Psalms. The above listed verses are some of the many that David used against his enemies. David talks about his enemies falling into their own traps, catching themselves in their nets, and falling themselves by their own devices. In other words, he prays that they will fall into their traps set for him. David also prays to God to cause his enemies to fall by counsel and to be ashamed, vexed, disappointed, cast down, rendered, destroyed, divided, scattered, brought down, confused, and so forth. He even prays that their arms will be broken and their teeth will be knocked out. That's pretty strong, isn't it? We feel like David prayed, like the way David prayed is appropriate under certain circumstances where the people are practicing witchcraft, occult, or Satan worship to destroy the Christians. And that could be early in the night. They send demons to attack the Christians and destroy them in certain areas of their lives. We send the demons back to the sender to counterattack. The object is to cause a person to wake up and see that God is stronger than Satan, reject evil, and seek salvation. We know that we are the targets of those who actively follow evil. The Lord showed us that one Halloween night we were to be the sacrifice for the local Satanist churches. However, God foiled their plan by sending a Christian family to spend the night with us until midnight. If God does not protect us, then we are unprotected. There is no way that we can humanly defend ourselves against attacks of the enemy who wants to physically kill us. We are no match against evil humans or spirits without the help of God. If God doesn't defend the city, it's undefended. Okay, so I can tell you that Early and I, because we're in the deliverance ministry, we are subject to death. The enemy would like to kill us. Now, we have very little physical power. And we got a few guns at the house. But if they really wanted to kill us, you know, they could. You know, they could gang up on us. They could shoot us unawares or something, run into us with a car. All kind of ways you can kill people. Okay, but, so what should we do? Should we be real afraid? And, well, man, we better get out of that deliverance ministry. We're liable to get killed here. Well, my philosophy is, I realize that the only way I'm going to be defended is if God defends me. Now, so I'm at the mercy of God. If God defends me, I'm defended like he did Halloween. If he doesn't, well, I'm going to be with him. But I'm going to continue the work of God. I'm not going to operate in fear. The occult, those in the occult will fast and pray up to 40 days to destroy Christian families and churches. They are serious about what they're doing, and Satan is a harsh taskmaster. We need to be as good at being Christians as Satan is at being evil. No, you need to work at being a Christian. Being a Christian is not going to church and sitting and listening to somebody and going about your life, you know. No, you got to work at being a good Christian. You got to work, you know, it's work. It takes effort. It takes time. Okay, and you can better believe that the people who are in witchcraft, in the occult, in Satan worship, they spend a lot of time at what they do. And Satan exacts a tremendous price out of them. What is spiritual warfare? If we are warriors for Christ, then how do we fight the war using spiritual warfare? The above scripture shows us that Christ was a warrior for God, and we are to be warriors for Christ. The war consists of two fronts, an earthly and a heavenly. On earth, we do not war against humans, but against the demons in humans. We do not fight physically, mentally, spiritually, or materially with our brothers or sisters, saved or unsaved. We do pray for those who are unsaved to receive salvation, but do not cast out their demons. For the saved, we bind up the demons and cast them out of their bodies. We pray for salvation, deliverance, baptism, healing, and prosperity. We teach, counsel, pray, and minister as the Holy Spirit leads. In other words, we minister to all the needs of our brethren in every area of their lives. God has made provisions for every need we have in every area of our lives. So we get involved with Christians, and we minister to their needs. If they got problems with their mind, we don't send them to the psychiatrist or the mental institution. No. God has made a way for handling that. God has made a way for handling every need that you have, and it should come through the Christian body. On earth, we battle for our minds, which is the main battle for the human race. Physically, we fight for our bodies to be healthy. We battle with our finances against the forces of evil by tithes and offerings, supporting the true works of God. Time is spent in following the Christian walk, fellowshipping with other Christians, reading the Bible, fasting, praying, meditating, studying, and strengthening ourselves. Time is spent in helping others, teaching, counseling, praying, and ministering. We battle mentally, physically, materially, spiritually with our time, talents, and resources. Everything you got, you put it into the battle. In the heavenlies, we war against Satan and his army of fallen angels, demons, and imps. This is mainly a spiritual battle of prayer against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. There are two heavenlies, godly and ungodly. We ask God to loose his forces to battle for us, and we bind the forces of Satan. What about curses? Psalm 109:17 says, "As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him." The Bible also says, "So the curse causeless shall not come, and how shall I curse whom God hath not cursed?" You do not need to send curses back to the sender, but just break them off you and your family. You can send demons back to the sender. When we break curses off us, the person that sent the curses is still cursed. The scripture says he loved cursing, the curse had a cause, and God cursed him. Okay, praise the Lord. I always get through a lesson faster than I anticipate. We started at 3. That's an hour we spent going through this lesson. It took me about 40 hours to prepare, and probably years of God working me up to this point. Okay, now, I don't have a particular list of demons to go along with this lesson, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through basic deliverance. Right now, let's everybody stand up. It's a little bit warm in here. I see people nodding a little bit. So stand up and take a good stretch. Get ready for some deliverance. Now, common demon groupings, there's 53 here I'm going to use. And basic deliverance, which is rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. That's what God taught us about. God personally took us through basic deliverance. And he showed us what it was about a year later. Almost every time we minister, we take people through basic deliverance. Basically, you get rejected. Then after you get rejected, then you become bitter. After you become bitter, you rebel. And then you go into many other types of sin. Okay, I dare say there's probably no one that's never been rejected. It's really a constant battle for Christians. We're constantly fighting that rejection. Almost everybody we minister to has been rejected. They've been hurt. Most of the time, they've been hurt and rejected by their parents. Okay. So, what I want you to do is I want you to forgive those who rejected you and hurt you. And if you study the Bible, you find out you have no choice as a Christian. You have absolutely no choice. If you're young people, forgive your parents. If you're old people, forgive your parents. Because they almost invariably hurt us and reject us. Maybe unknowingly. Maybe, you know, many times it's through ignorance. Okay, so that's the first thing I'm going to take you through. And then I'm going to give you a chance to pray silently. And then we're going to cast out these demons. Okay, I want you to continue standing up. Praise God. And why don't you follow after me? Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I forgive those
who have hurt me.
Who've rejected me.
I especially forgive my parents.
My husband or my wife.
My children.
My loved ones.
My pastor.
My Christian brothers and sisters. I forgive them.
I
release them from their sins. And I ask that you forgive them.
And bless them
with all spiritual blessings. Okay, now just be silent and talk to the Lord. As the Holy Spirit brings a name across your mind, forgive that person as an act of your will, no matter what that person did to you. Lord Jesus, I have heard and read what you have said in the Bible.
How that you are a warrior.
And how that we should be warriors.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
For not being a warrior.
And I break that curse on thee.
In Jesus' name.
From heretofore.
I will be a warrior. I will fight in your battles. I will not do this deceitfully.
I thank you, Lord,
that you're on my side.
And that we are overcomers.
We're totally victorious.
In Jesus Christ.
As we follow the whole Word of God.
With your help.
We thank you for that, Lord.
We are overcomers.
We are victorious.
We are warriors for Christ.
And we thank you for that, Lord.
Satan is defeated.
You completely put him under yourself. And someday,
he'll be totally bound up
forever. We thank you for that, Lord. Now, Lord, we forgive our ancestors and anyone else
who has hurt us
or sinned against us.
We ask that you forgive them
and bless them with all spiritual blessings.
Forgive us, Lord Jesus,
for our many sins.
We forgive ourselves
for sins against our bodies.
Now we break every curse,
every hex,
every demonic tie that binds.
We break every soul tie.
Brought about by witchcraft.
Or sexual impurity.
Lord Jesus.
Stir up the demons.
Within our subconscious mind.
Command them to manifest.
Identify.
And reveal themselves.
As unto Jesus.
So that they can be cast down.
Lord Jesus,
send your angels out
to recover anything
that Satan has stolen from us.
And all these things, we ask in the blessed name, of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Master, and our Savior. And we take total authority over Satan, according to the Holy Word of God. Amen. Okay, you can be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirits of rejection that start coming out of the people right now. The spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust, rejection by the mother, rejection by the father, rejection by brothers and sisters, rejection by the pastor, rejection by Christian brothers and sisters. Now come out right now. Come on out. Especially self-rejection. I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out. Now come out of the people right now. We want all this rejection to go. That's right. All this rejection. Come out. All hurts and deep-seated hurts. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All roots, memories, scar nets, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, all demons named and unnamed in this common demon family, I command you to go. Now come out. Come out of the people right now. I want all that rejection to go. You have hurt us long enough. God loves us. We love ourselves. Now come out right now. Come out. Now loose the spirits of love upon this congregation in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose the spirits of love. Now come out. I call out rejection in the Christian world, especially rejection by Christian pastors and the fivefold ministry. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. And I remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. We remind you, demons, that we hate you. We hate all sin and iniquity. We hate everything that God hates. We command you to go out and not come back again. We drive you out into the dry places in Jesus' name. Come out. All those spirits of rejection, that deep-seated rejection and hurts and deep hurts, I command you to go, and scars and nests. Now come out of them. Come out of them right now. I command all that rejection to go. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. We are not rejected, we're loved. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. That's right. Now go. I want all that rejection to go. That's right. Any rejection, self-rejection, now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. That deep-seated rejection, I rip you out by your roots in Jesus' name. I pull the roots of rejection out. Now come out. Come out. The roots of rejection, all rejection, ruler rejection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free. All this rejection, all these hurts and deep hurts and scars and this, come out in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirit of bitterness. I call you out. Bitterness, ruler of bitterness, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Roots of bitterness. I call out the roots of bitterness in Jesus' name. Now come out right now, the roots of bitterness. Come out, every spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, resentment, hatred, and unforgiveness. We command you to go. Any unforgiveness for self, I call out unforgiveness for self. Come out right now. Spirits of unforgiveness for self, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Your power is broken. Unforgiveness for self. Where we've been hurt, where we've made mistakes, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Hatred. Come out. Spirits of self-hatred. I call out spirits of self-hatred in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now. Every spirit of self-hatred. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ. Self-hatred that comes in through abuse, I command you to go. Self-hatred that comes in through abuse, come out right now. Hatred and self-hatred. Hatred for others, hatred for ourselves. That's right. The demons that come in through being physically, mentally, or spiritually abused, I command you to go. Come out. Those spirits of hatred, self-hatred. Spirits of unforgiveness for self, come out. Spirits of unforgiveness for self, I command you to go. I'll break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out now, right now. Resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation. Come out. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation. Come out in Jesus' name. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of retaliation. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Let not the sun set on your anger and give place to the devil. Come out. Spirits of violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, and abortion. Come out. Come out. Murder, suicide, death, and abortion. I call out any spirits of abortion and death in agreement with abortion and killer spirits and murder spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out.
Right now, those murdering, killing spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Agreement with death. Come on, spirits of death wish, I call you out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of death wish, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now, spirits of death wish. Come out, the whole family of bitterness in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of rebellion, roots of rebellion, ruler of rebellion, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the family of rebellion. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. I break the tie between witchcraft and rebellion. I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of rebellion. Spirits of self-will, selfishness, self-idolatry, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All these selfishness demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. We break your power. Come out, spirits of selfishness, self-idolatry, self-will, come out right now. The whole self family, I drive you out in Jesus' name. All the selfish demons, I command those to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of stubbornness. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Come out, every spirit of stubbornness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, spirits of stubbornness. That's right, we're going to do our own thing. Come out, spirits of stubbornness in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Come out, every spirit of disobedience, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go, spirits of disobedience. Spirits of anti-submissiveness, unwillingness of the wife to submit to the husband or the husband to God. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of anti-submissiveness. I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, every spirit of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. I command all of you to go in Jesus' name. Your power is broken, and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We demand the complete cleansing in the area of basic deliverance. And I command you, demons, to come out and bring your works with you, your associated spirits, and every family that I read off this list. I command you to line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. Come out, spirits of accusation, judging, criticism, fault-finding, insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, passivity, funk, indifference, listlessness, lethargy, depression, despair, despondency, discouragement, defeatism, dejection, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, strife, contention, argument, quarreling, fighting, control, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft, retaliation, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, cruelty, sensitiveness, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval, persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations, paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation, confusion, frustration, incoherence, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness, withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, perfection, pride, vanity, ego, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, anger, competition, driving, argument, pride, ego, impatience, agitation, frustration, intolerance, resentment, criticism, false burden, false responsibility, false compassion, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, hopelessness, suicide, death, insomnia, morbidity, heaviness, gloom, burden, disgust, worry, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, nervousness, tension, headache, nervous habits, restlessness, excitement, insomnia, roving, sexual impurity, lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity, cults, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Urania, Subud, Latahan, Unity, Mormonism, Baha'ism, Unitarianism, any lodges, societies, and social agencies using the Bible and God as a basis but omitting the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Forgetfulness, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, death, indecision, procrastination, compromise, confusion, forgetfulness, indifference, self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, pride, mind-binding, confusion, fear of man, fear of failure, occult spirits, spiritism spirits, mind idolatry, intellectualism, rationalization, pride, ego, fears of all kinds, phobias of all kinds, hysteria, fear of authority, lying, deceit, pride, ego, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, arrogance, affectation, theatrics, play-acting, sophistication, pretension, crying, sadness, cruelty, fatigue, tiredness, weariness, laziness, infirmity. I command any spirit of disease or sickness or infirmity to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Inheritance, physical, emotional, mental, and curses. We command those to go in Jesus' name. Hyperactivity, restlessness, driving, pressure, cursing, blasphemy, coarse jesting, gossip, criticism, backbiting, mockery, belittling, railing, addictive and compulsive, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, caffeine, medications, gluttony, nervousness, compulsive eating, resentment, frustration, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, self-accusation, self-hatred, self-condemnation, occult, Ouija board, palmistry, handwriting analysis, automatic handwriting, ESP, hypnotism, horoscope, astrology, levitation, fortune telling, water witching, tarot cards, pendulum, witchcraft, black magic, quiet magic, conjuration, incantation, fetishes, and so forth. Religious demons, ritualism, formalism, legalism, doctrinal obsession, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, religiosity, and so forth. Spiritism, seance, spirit guide, necromancy, false religions, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, Shintoism, Confucianism, and so forth. Covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, greed, discontent. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Okay, now any particular demon you'd like me to call out, come up here and tell me and I'll call it out of the whole group. Anything you think I missed or something that's really bothering you right now? Okay, come up here.
Osteoporosis and psoriasis.
Okay, I didn't understand the first word.
Osteoporosis.
Oh, osteoporosis. Oh, that's a, okay, stay up here. Okay, we're going to come against osteoporosis and psoriasis in her and in the rest of them. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against spirits of osteoporosis. We come against spirits of psoriasis. We command you to come out of our sister. Now this room. Now come out of anyone in this room. Spirits of psoriasis. I call out spirits of eczema, skin disease. Come out, spirits of skin disease and itching and psoriasis and inflammations and eruptions. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of habit of scratching, habit of itching. Come out, spirits of psoriasis, all skin disease, all eczema. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I call out spirits of warts and moles and calluses. Come out right now, spirits of warts and moles and calluses. Any type of tumor. I come in spirits of tumors. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All psoriasis, go. Now come against spirits of osteoporosis. I call out spirits of bone diseases. Come out, spirits of bone diseases. Osteomyelitis, osteoporosis, any type of disease of the bones. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I call out the disease of the bones. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, the disease of the bones. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out. I call out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of paralysis. I call out spirits of paralysis. Any type of paralysis, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against spirits of arthritis. Come out, spirits of arthritis in Jesus' name. Arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the demons. I call you out right now. All the arthritis, the whole family of arthritis. Come out, spirits of crippling arthritis. Come out of the bones and the joints. I call out crippling arthritis in the name of Jesus Christ.
Rheumatitis?
Is that rheumatoid arthritis? Huh? Is that like rheumatoid arthritis? Or?
I don't know, rheumatitis.
Rheumatitis?
I have trouble in my shoulder and they say rheumatitis.
Okay.
Now, is this something that I should
right.
come up with?
Okay, stand right here.
Okay.
Okay, we come against spirits of rheumatitis. Is that the way, did I pronounce it?
My shoulder.
Okay, inner shoulder. We command it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the temple. Come out. Any type of rheumatitis, rheumatoid arthritis, I call against spirits of rheumatoid arthritis. I call any type of arthritis or crippling arthritis. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Arthritis and crippling arthritis, rheumatoid, come out right now. Come out of their bones and the joints and the marrow. I call out those the diseases of the marrow. Come out, the diseases of the marrow. I command them to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, the diseases of the marrow. I command you to go. I break your power and I drive you out of my sisters and anyone, the diseases that are in the marrow of the bones. Come out, I call out the demons out of the marrow of the bones. Now come out, the demons in the marrow of the bones. Now come out, the diseases in the joints. I call you out of the skeletal system. Now come out, the demons in the skeletal system that got us bound up. We can't walk or run or whatever. Come out. Come out, any demons in the skeletal system, any types of crippling of the bones, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Any type of crippling disease, I command you to go. Now go right now, spirits of crippling disease, come out in Jesus' name, come out. I'll call out all crippling diseases, come out, spirits of infirmity. I call out infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease, any and all types, especially those listed in the Bible, come out. I call out the diseases of Egypt, come out, the spirits of diseases of Egypt, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Come out of our skeletal system. Come out of our muscular system in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of our bones and joints. Out of the marrow, I command you to go right now. Now come out. All types of arthritis and any type of bone disease. Now come out. I call out those spirits of cancer. Come out. Spirits of cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of cancer. Gross, tumors, warts, malignant, non-malignant. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Right now, dormant cancer. I call out spirits of dormant cancer. Come out, spirits of dormant cancer. Cancer that comes in through unforgiveness. I call out the cancer that comes in through unforgiveness. The arthritis that comes in through unforgiveness. Now come out. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. We break your power and drive you out of them in Jesus' name. Okay, anybody else got one you want to work on? Okay, come up here. Whoever said that. I couldn't tell. It sounded like two or three people talking.
Have rejection cast out and terrible memories.
Okay.
And they come back and I can't forgive. And memories not too good.
Okay.
And I've got arthritis. And I've got a hernia I've had since childhood. It's got a lot of ulcers on it. And I would like to have that healed. I've had it all my life. 84 years.
Okay. I may miss something. You can help me here. Okay. First thing we've got to do is deal with that rejection and unforgiveness. Okay. And you do this as an act of your will. You may have been hurt very badly, but you just do it as an act of your will, and God will honor the act of your will. Okay. Lord Jesus Christ, pray after me.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, I want you to say.
Lord Jesus Christ,
I forgive that person.
I forgive that person.
Or persons.
Or persons.
Who hurt me.
Who hurt me.
And rejected me.
And rejected me.
Even though it hurt me badly.
Even though it hurt me badly.
I release it to you, Lord.
I release it to you, Lord.
And I release them to you, Lord.
And I release them to the Lord.
I forgive them.
I forgive them.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, O Lord.
For having unforgiveness.
For having... Have an act of what?
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
I repent.
I repent.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me.
Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me.
And cleansing me with your blood.
Now what was that?
And cleansing me with your blood.
And cleansing me with your blood.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Okay, now come out of my sister right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now to anyone else here. Okay, if you haven't really forgiven, do this right now. Just in your prayer closet or silently forgive someone that's hurt you. Okay, and then I can call the demons. If you won't forgive, I can't get the demons of rejection out. Okay, now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, those spirits of rejection. That's right, I break your power and I drive you out of my sister in Jesus' name. Now, to anyone else in this room, now come out, those spirits of rejection. Rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust. Rejection of others, rejection of those who hurt her. Now come out right now, come out right now, come out of her right now. Loose her totally. I rebuke you, demons. I curse you, demons, at your roots. I command you to come out right now. That's right. I'll break your power and I'll pull you out by the roots. I'll drive you out. Those roots of rejection, those deep-seated roots of rejection. Now come out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose her and set her free in Jesus' name. Now go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of my sister. Now go. Loose her. Loose her and set her free. I demand the complete cleansing this area of rejection. Now come out of her. She has forgiven. Come out, spirits of unforgiveness. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Those spirits of unforgiveness, come out. Loose her and set her free in Jesus' name. Now go right now in Jesus' name. Okay, come out. Spirits of grief and sorrow. Come out. Spirits of grief and sorrow right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to come out of my sister. Those spirits of grief and sorrow. Come out. Spirits of grief and sorrow out of the congregation. Spirits of grief and sorrow. Demonic grief and demonic sorrow. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out now. Demonic grief and demonic sorrow. Grief and sorrow over losing your ministry, over divorce and separation, over your children turning against you. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of grief and sorrow. Okay, and in the name of Jesus Christ. Now tell me, just give me a list of your diseases again. I forgot them.
What did you say?
Tell me about your diseases again. What you want us to pray for? Father, we pray for my sister's ear now. We rebuke deafness and dumbness. We command it to come out of her in Jesus' name. Now any spirits of lack of hearing, premature hearing loss, deafness and dumbness, we command it to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of her right now. Loose her and set her free. Any demons that would keep her from hearing, now come out of the people. Come out of people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of deafness and dumbness, come out. Those spirits of deafness and premature senility and premature hearing loss, come out of us in Jesus' name. Now go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, spirits of hernia. I command those spirits of hernia to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Hiatal hernia. Any spirits of weakness in her abdominal area, I command that to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I just ask you, strengthen her muscles. Now come out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any types of hernia, any types of hernia in the people, any type of muscle unbalance or muscle weakness, I call out spirits of muscle weakness and muscle unbalance. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Any demons of muscle weakness, any spirits of hernia or ulcers, I call on any spirits of ulcers. Come out. Spirits of ulcers, ulcerated stomachs, a hernia, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of muscle weakness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Okay, what it? Oh, heart. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not doing too good here. Okay, we're going to pray for your heart. Okay, come. A couple of you ladies come over here with me. Okay, lay your hand on her heart. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for our sister's heart. And we rebuke those demons of heart disease. Now we command you to come out of her. Come out of her spirits of heart disease, heart infirmity, heart weakness, heart sickness. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out of her in Jesus' name. Now come out of her. Come out of her heart right now. Command those demons to come out of her heart right now. Now loose my sister and set her free. Come out all heart infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. Now command those demons to come out of the bloodstream. Now come out of the bloodstream in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Heart failure, heart weakness, heart palpitation, rapid heartbeat. I command that to go. Shortness of breath. I come against you in Jesus' name. I come out. Spirits of shortness of breath. Come out of your heart right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come out of her and all the others in here. Come out. All heart disease. I call you out. And hardening of the arteries. I command you to go. Come out. Hardening of the arteries. And I call those demons out of our circulatory system. Now come out of our circulatory system. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command that dumb demon to come out of my arm in Jesus' name. Now come out of my arm right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, I break your power and I drive you out of my arm in Jesus' name. Now come out of the circulatory system in Jesus' name. Come out, the demons in the circulatory system in Jesus' name.
Touch your sugar diabetes.
Okay. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against spirits of sugar diabetes and low blood pressure and high blood pressure. Come out, spirits of low blood pressure, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, chemical imbalance. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out, the demons of sugar diabetes. I curse you, sugar diabetes. And I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go right now. Spirits of sugar diabetes, come out of her body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, go, loose her and set her free in Jesus' name. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we command all sugar diabetes. And Lord, we speak health and healing in her body. We just pray that you'd heal every organ within her body and give her many years, Father, many comfortable years, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now my eyes, I'm blind.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Father. We praise you and we thank you, Father, what you're doing for our sister. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our sister to you and her eyes and her blindness, Father.
We just ask your healing power to flow through her body. And Satan, we rebuke you away from our sister in Jesus' name. We rebuke you away from her eyes. We command you to take your hand off of her eyes. We command you to take your hand off of the eyes of anyone in this congregation. Come out, any spirits of blindness and premature blindness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Blindness and premature blindness, any type of disease of the eyes, nearsightedness and farsightedness, astigmatism, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out, nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatism, weakness of the eye, weakness, sickness, and disease of the eye, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out right now. Your power is broken. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out of our eyes. I curse that spirit of blindness. And I command you to come out. Now come out, spirits of blindness. Come out right now. Come out of her eyes right now. Loose her and set her free in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Any demons that are holding the muscles in her eyes.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.